This is Sten from the My Thought Coach podcast. Here you'll find stories and other great stuff all designed to elevate your thinking and set you free in your mind. At the end of every episode is a guided meditation or tool written to go in tandem with the topic of this podcast. Everything on this podcast has, in one way or another, set me or someone close to me free. In ancient communities, villages had shamans who were essentially the community healers, and they used storytelling to heal members of the villages or groups, and in so doing were able to bring about shifts, huge shifts in individuals, family units, and communities as a whole. So stories really connect us in a very immediate way to truth by really changing our eyes, our perspectives, and our paradigms. And that's why I always start with a little story. Once a king called upon all his wise men and asked them, "Is there a mantra or suggestion which works in every situation, in every circumstance, in every place and in every time? Something that can help me when none of you are available to advise me? Tell me, is there any such mantra?" All the wise men got puzzled by the king's question. One answer for all questions, something that works everywhere, in every situation, in every joy, every sorrow, every defeat, and every victory? They thought and they thought. And after a lengthy discussion, an old man suggested something which appealed to all of them. They went to the king and gave him something written on a paper. But the condition was that the king would not look to see it out of curiosity, but only in extreme danger, when the king finds himself alone and there seems to be no way out, only then he'll have to see it. The king put those papers under his diamond ring. And after a few days, the neighbors attacked the kingdom. It was a collective surprise attack of the king's enemies. And the king and his army fought bravely, but they lost the battle. The king fled away on his horse, and the enemies were following him. His horse took him far away into the jungle, and he could hear many troops of horses that were following him, and the noise was coming closer and closer. Suddenly, the king found himself standing at the end of the road that was not going anywhere. Underneath this road was a rocky valley 1,000 feet deep, and if he jumped into it, he would die. He couldn't return because he could hear the sound of enemy horses approaching fast. There seemed to be no way out. Then suddenly he saw the diamond on his ring shining in the sun, and he remembered the message that was hidden behind the ring. He opened the diamond and read the message. The message was very small, and it was this: "This too will pass." The king read it, again read it. Suddenly something struck in his mind. Yes, it too will pass. Only a few days ago, I was enjoying my kingdom. I was the mightiest of all the kings. Yet today, the kingdom and all the pleasures have gone, and I am here trying to escape from my enemies. However, when those days of luxuries have gone, this day of danger too will pass. A calm came over his face, and he kept standing there. The place where he was standing was full of natural beauty. He had never known that such a beautiful place was also a part of his kingdom. The revelation of the message had such a great effect on him that he was able to relax and just forget about those following him. After a few minutes, he realized that the noise of the horses and the enemy coming was gradually receding. They moved into some other part of the mountains and left the path. The king was very brave. He reorganized his army and fought again, and he defeated the enemy and regained his lost empire. When he returned to his empire after the victory, he was received with much fanfare at the door. The entire capital was rejoicing in the victory, and everyone was in a festive mood. Flowers were being thrown on the king from every house, from every corner. People were dancing and singing, and for a moment the king said to himself, "I am one of the bravest and greatest kings. It is not easy to defeat me." With all the reception and celebration, he began to see an ego emerging within him. Suddenly, again, the diamond of his ring flashed in the sunlight and reminded him of the message. He opened it and read it again. This too will pass. He became silent. His face went through a total change. From the egoist, he moved to a state of utter humbleness. If this too is going to pass, it is not yours. The defeat was not yours. The victory is not yours. You are merely a watcher. Everything passes by, and we are witnesses of all of it. We are the perceiver. Life comes and life goes. Happiness comes and goes. Sorrows come and go. I want you to think about this story and just sit silently now and evaluate your own life. Whatever is happening, imagine the situation that you're in, probably not easy. And as you evaluate your own life, to notice and remember that phrase, this too will pass. Think of the moments of joy and victory and success and greatness in your own life. And then think of a moment in your life that had sorrow or feelings of defeat or fear. And ask yourself, are these things permanent? They all come and pass away. Life just passes away. You've had friends in the past that have gone, and you have friends today that will probably, some of them, go too. And there will be new friends for you tomorrow, and they also will go. You've also had enemies in the past, and they've gone. Think about it. You may have an enemy right now in your life, a person or a situation, and that too will go. There will be new enemies tomorrow, and they also will go. There is nothing permanent in this world. Everything changes, except this law that everything changes. So I want you to think about it from your own perspective. You've seen all these changes. You've survived setbacks and defeats and sorrows, and they've all been loud at times in your life, and they've all gradually resolved themselves and passed away. And then if there are problems, remind yourself that all of the problems that you're having today in your situation, in your life, they too will pass away, because this is the law. Nothing remains forever. Joy and sorrow are the two faces of the same coin, and they both will pass away. So who are you in reality? Think about your real face. And your face isn't your true face, because it'll change with time, right? Your face used to be different. And maybe as you've gotten older or things have changed, your face has changed with time. But there's something in you that won't change, and it will remain unchanged. And that unchangeable thing is your true, deepest self, the part of you that is the witness of all the changes that are happening around you. And that witness is what I'm hoping today you can have an experience with and understand a little bit better. That all of the things, even the physical body and the feelings that have felt so overwhelming or so joyous, all of them have come and they've all passed. You are a witness of change. So right now, for the next 10 or 15 minutes, I want you to sit in silence. I'll play some music. But for you, practice in your mind, every time your mind wanders off onto some thought, tell yourself and say to yourself, this too will pass, because any thought, any worry that shows up in the next 10 minutes is your teacher, to help you understand even more deeply and profoundly this idea that all things will pass. And so ponder over your own life and begin to realize the true meaning of the sentence, this too will pass. Everything passes except your real identity remains the same. The real you is your true self. And to know that self is true meditation. And that's what I want you to think about for the next 10 minutes. Continue over and over, observing the thoughts, observing the feelings, and observing how every single one of them will pass in the next 10 minutes. Take advantage of this time, just 10 minutes. It will profoundly change your level of anxiety and stress and agitation and frustration. I promise you this. So take advantage of this time. This is Stin Hansen. You're listening to my Thought Coach. Thanks so much for listening.